American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. Buy three with triple points on airfare. Buy two with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is all on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
There's something positive about the word up. When things are looking good, they're looking up. When someone's down, you cheer them up. So how do you move up? Well, when it comes to getting your bachelor's or master's degree, there's one university that stacks up, Brandman University. Brandman is ranked by U.S. News & World Report as one of the nation's top 10 universities for online bachelor's programs. Brandman's online graduate programs in business and education also receive top honors. So look us up at brandman.edu. Brandman University. Move up.
Welcome, everybody. It's time for the only tech-savvy radio show where beauty, art, and technology collide. It's time for The Skinny on Beauty with that skinny beauty herself here, Cheryl Hawley. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
How was that for Alita? I just thought of that.
That was fantastic. I love it. Okay. I mean, I think every girl likes the word skinny before their introduction.
Well, you're going to tell us the real... You're going to give us the straight scoop, though, about the beauty industry.
Yes.
The real straight skinny here.
Yes, yes. Thank you, everybody, for listening. My name's Cheryl Hawley. I own a marketing consulting company called Unite Socially. You can find out more about that if you'd like to go to unitesocially.org. Right now, we are here. I'm sitting in front of two beautiful ladies. And then we're going to be talking about skincare, essentially, and food for your skin.
You do bring in the best-looking guests, I have to tell you. We have mechanical sales shows and manufacturing shows. They don't look like your guests.
I know. I see everybody always when everyone's walking across the street to come into the studio, everyone's head in the car is turning and looking at all my guests. I'm like, that's right. That's right. I'm bringing more popular audience to the whole community here in Costa Mesa.
Right.
I'm here today with Alana Landver and Erica Barden from Avica. Avica is a vegan, GMO-free, and organic, natural, pure skincare line. Welcome, ladies. Thank you so much for being here.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Yes, yes. Thank you for coming. So how was the drive from L.A.?
It was traffic-free. Yeah.
Traffic-free. Good. Did you take the 5 at all?
I never take the 5.
Oh, I like you already.
Yeah.
Somebody told me once you have to avoid every freeway with a 5 at the end. 5 or a 0, but I think that's all of them.
There's segments of the 405 that I refuse to ever be a part of.
Okay.
So.
Right, right. There's a great app out there called Waze. Have you heard of it?
No.
I love Waze.
Okay.
The only thing that I don't understand about Waze, well, there's a few things. But the whole social aspect, that doesn't seem like the safest idea.
Right, yeah. Let me thumbs up that notification of a police officer ahead.
Right, be like, hey, police officer, love the look today. Yeah. Tweet me back. Crash.
Crash, exactly. So, ladies, let's just jump right in here. I love having people on my show that are supporters of natural and organic skincare products. And so I'm very honored to have you both here today. And I just want to know a little bit more about Avica and, you know, how you got started in the beauty industry and what inspired you to create a natural, vegan, organic skincare line.
Well, hello. I've always wanted a skincare line for as long as I can remember, and I've been in the beauty industry for about 10 years now, and my mic. Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
And
we want to make sure we hear everything you're saying. So there you go.
We need to get the skinny on Avica.
Yes, give us a straight skinny.
It's organic, natural skincare line that I'm really passionate about, and I wanted to create a line that benefits everybody and that is natural for your body, for your skin, for the environment. So, you know, I've been researching for a long time about the different products, different ingredients that I want to put in my products. So I decided certain products, and I put it in my skincare line, which is coconut oil and aloe vera and CoQ10, which is all natural products. And
what was the third one you mentioned?
CoQ10 is...
What is that? Tell us more about
coenzyme.
That.
It's basically binding blocks of your collagen.
Okay.
It binds the collagen. So it's all pharmaceutical grade. And what inspired me, actually, it's my friend Eva. She went to school with me for esthetician school for about 8-10 years ago. And she was really a positive influence in my life. And she just recently passed away from cancer. So after that, I decided to really move forward and not be afraid, because you never know what could happen to you.
Right.
In every,
Right.
Second.
Kind of a tribute to her. What's the spell the name of the company? I'm trying to Google it as we are right here.
It's
spell the name.
AEVEKA.
AEVEKA. And so the website is just avica.com?
Yes. Right. Avica.com.
And why the name? What does the name
mean? It's actually Eva's, not nickname, it's inspired by her nickname.
It's inspired by, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Inspired,
and where did the nickname come from?
She's Hungarian, so it's
okay.
A Vik. So it's, I just switched it up a little bit and
okay.
created that.
Well,
and
that's
so it's
a very
honor
cool
of
story.
Her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I love that.
I think what's really cool, too, about that story is Ilana's talked a lot with me about having seen her friend go through cancer, which is obviously... we've seen a ton of links to toxins and toxic materials
right.
in our environment or in the materials that we use on a daily basis. And she's kind of pledged to living a life as much as she can that is natural, that
it's
is free
toxin
of that.
Free, right.
You know, we've seen increases in cancer rates,
yes.
definitely not attempting to be a medical professional here, but it's pretty obvious. I mean, the stats are there that cancer rates have increased. So any way that we can... decrease our exposure
diminish.
To...
Yeah.
Didn't you do a show, Cheryl, or am I thinking of another show we've done here, where somebody talked about the amount of toxins that you absorb through your skin?
Yes, Club Detox. It's a dry sauna bar, basically, and you go into a dry sauna, and you literally burn 900 calories in 40 minutes. It's pretty
Where do we
pretty
sign?
Awesome. Yeah. Go to Laguna Niguel.
You don't need to tell me to go to Laguna Niguel twice.
Yeah. I'll drive there any day, right?
I might even get on the 5 for that. Or 4 or 5.
But they were talking about how the skin is the biggest organ in your body and how you're absorbing stuff, not just walking around through pollution and everything else, but women in particular obviously are putting various types of makeup on or skin cleansers, other sorts of things,
right.
and they don't think of potential harm that might do through what they're absorbing through their skin.
Yeah. Right.
That's why it's so important to put natural products into your skin, because it absorbs into your body.
So now, did you create the skincare line immediately after, or were you in the works of it?
Because I was in the works of it, and I was still choosing the name. I've been in the works for it for a long time.
Okay.
But I was always kind of afraid, in a way. I was, what
right.
if this, what if that?
Right.
And, just finally, I said, Ilana, you just have to go for it.
Yes.
You just have
Good
to
for
do
you,
it.
Because that's what you have to do as an entrepreneur.
And you're never going to be ready. You're never going to be ready.
Now, do you have to go through, Food and Drug Administration? Do you have to go through any sort of certifications or governmental programs?
Yeah, I actually hired a manufacturing company and a chemist that I told them what kind of ingredients I wanted in my skincare line. And we came up with it, because I'm not a chemist, but I know skin and I know ingredients. So they helped me with that.
And you worked with products prior to that, too, right? So when you were kind of researching the products inside the skincare line for Avica, you were a massage therapist, right? So you worked with a lot of different oils at the time. And and so did that help you at all with, trying to find natural ingredients?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, having a background in a little bit of nutrition background and yoga and just living a healthy life, I've always wanted, put in a healthy... food for your skin. So basically,
which is your hashtag,
food for your skin. That's worth repeating here. What a cool idea. Food for your skin.
You can literally eat her products. She told that to me, and I said, I love to eat. And B, that's fantastic. I can sometimes be like a messy toddler when I'm racing around trying to get ready. Yeah. So if I get that, like, you know, cleanser in my mouth, it's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
It's funny. My friend's baby, he's 1.5. My friend's Julie's baby, Nathan. And so he actually put his finger in my mask and just licked it off and ate it. And
now
she's
that's
like,
a great
he's still
picture.
Fine.
She's also coming out with a baby food line this fall.
Yeah.
On the next Skinny On Beauty.
Food.
But that's interesting. If I went to Nordstrom's, I guess I couldn't go down the cosmetics line and just lick all the jars or something.
No. Not so much.
Hey, you definitely wouldn't get kicked out.
Yeah, I might try it, but, you know, right.
So tell me a little bit about how you got, and our listeners, how you got your, you know, break, your first break. When did you do your first sale, and how did that come across?
My first sale. Well, prior to my first sale, I needed to do lots of testing.
Yes.
So, of course, family and me were the guinea pigs of the whole thing.
Right.
So the first break, I would say, is my grandma. She is so sensitive to pretty much every skincare line out there. And when she tried my product, she, no reaction to it, absolutely loved it, and I think that's
fantastic.
When I
would
actually...
you tell us if she did?
I would.
Broke out in hives or something. Right.
I would. No, she loved it. She's like, Alana, that's it. You can never, ever run out of your cleanser.
Isn't that funny, though, that sometimes our family are the hardest critics?
Oh, yeah.
So I do think
Erica.
That's a huge testament to her skincare line.
Oh, yeah.
That is. And Alana, do you design your products for any type of skincare, or is it just all, or skin types, excuse me, skin types, or is it just all types of skin?
Well, my product is designed for anti-aging, for acne, for all skin types, pretty much, because you can, like, for instance, my refreshing citrus cleanser, like, if you have acneic skin, you wash your face twice. You leave it on the skin for about a minute and then wash it off. So that gives you more resurfacing rather than...
You can eat it in between that minute.
And you can eat it. It does have raw sugar in it. You can.
Fantastic. I might be burning some calories and losing them at the same time.
Yeah, it's a spread for your toast.
Yeah. Yum.
That's great.
Now, my wife is very allergic to a lot of skincare products, and she's always looking for... She doesn't wear much makeup or put much on her face because it is so sensitive, something that runs in her family. I'm wondering if that's becoming more prevalent, or are we just becoming more aware of it? Because in the beginning, when she was younger, she said, oh, everybody just thought it was so weird. She couldn't try all these things because she would break out in cysts or acne or other sorts of things. So she was very violently allergic to a lot of things. And I'm hearing more and more people saying that they're developing skin allergies, and I'm wondering if it's because of all the stuff, additives we're putting in our food and the water.
And the food,
are you seeing more of this? Are people more open to this idea now, or are they more in need of this product, or both?
Both, I think. And it's true. I mean, a lot of people break out. A lot of people have hives. A lot of people have issues with because of the product, the ingredients that are in the product, you know, a lot of chemicals in the product. And that's why I wanted to get rid of all that and bring something that you can actually put on your skin and not be afraid that something could happen.
What's your number one selling product?
I would say my day cream, my revitalizing day cream.
Okay, so tell our listeners about the revitalizing day cream.
It has amazing smell of a cucumber, in which I put a raw, organic cucumber juice in it. It hydrates.
It's refreshing.
It's really refreshing.
Yeah.
And we actually have some for you guys to smell if you like.
Oh, this is a show and smell.
Yeah.
This is show and smell today.
Be
here.
Be jealous, everyone.
I even get to smell some. Look at this. Oh, my God. Now, I'll tell you what. I have a 22-year-old daughter, and her favorite food on the planet Earth is cucumber.
Mine too.
And we actually have, and I went to the store the other day, and there's a cucumber, you know, we just get those little things of soap, and I thought, cucumber soap? Now you're giving me a revitalizing, is cucumber a hot commodity these days. This is, smells wonderful.
Yeah, it's
I'm going to try eating this later.
You can.
I want a picture.
Is cucumber, yeah. Is cucumber suddenly come into its own?
It's always been on its own.
It's been the underdog for so long.
I thought of cucumbers 20 years ago or 10 years ago. Now it's everywhere.
It smells like cleansing, and it smells like... I don't know.
It smells like you want to get close to it. It doesn't
smell like you go exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. I love it. I actually have some of your products at home. Thank you very much. And I love them, and I love the face wash. So tell us a little bit about the face wash that you have and what ingredients are in that.
The face wash has actually raw turbinado sugar in it, which is a natural exfoliant.
What and is turbinado? You just threw that out like we all know what that
it's
is.
A raw, it's that. Just organic.
It has raw turbinado sugar.
You don't know what that is?
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Of course I know.
It's a raw sugar, organic raw sugar. And what it is actually a natural way. It's a natural glycolic, which is resurfacing, you know, and removes the... spots in your face.
I don't even know what a glycolic is. I'm sorry. glycerin or something, you're saying?
No, yeah. Glycolic is this resurfacing solution. Think of it as resurfacing your skin.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So it has in it, but it's a natural form.
Now, how would you know that raw sugar has that quality to it?
I just do. It's research.
Wow. She can't give away all her secrets here.
She's a glycolic ninja.
Oh, I see.
I think you need to start branding that, Erica.
Hashtag glycolic ninja.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. Food for your skin and glycolic ninja.
Hey. You're going to be getting an avatar soon.
Yeah. Nice. Awesome.
All right, we got to take a break for a commercial here. When we come back, I want to hear more about glycolic ninjas and all these other things here. You're listening to the only place you're going to hear The Straight Skinny on Beauty.
When it comes to pioneers in their respective industries, we all know the Apples, Starbucks, and Trader Joe's of the world. In the realm of recruiting, Decision Toolbox is the industry's best-kept secret. With 90% of their business from referrals and repeat customers, for over 20 years, Decision Toolbox's U.S.-based team of recruiters, sourcers, professional writers, quality personnel, and tech support has perfected a Six Sigma approach to talent management. No matter the size of the project, Decision Toolbox delivers incredible results. A cost per hire less than half of what contingency firms charge. With the winning candidate presented in an average of 14 days. All with a 12-month candidate warranty. With results like that, Decision Toolbox won't be a secret for long. Visit us at www.dtoolbox.com for more information.
Imagine what it would feel like to lose everything. Your job, your home, your family, your dignity. This has happened to thousands of the men, women, veterans, and young adults we serve at Working Wardrobes. What do we do to help? We provide career development services, life skills workshops, job skills training. We provide the perfect interview outfit, and we get clients placed in jobs. Call Working Wardrobes, 714-210-2460. Donate, volunteer, invest, hire.
All right, we're back talking about, you got to give me the name of the company again here.
Go ahead, Alana.
Evika, AEVEKA.com.
And where, I have to ask you, this is I suppose I shouldn't ask this, but your accent is from where?
Russia.
Okay, where in Russia, where in Mother Russia are you from here?
Well, when I left, it was USSR. It was still one. So it's technically now Ukraine.
Oh, wow. There's nice. There's a country that's in the news.
And newsworthy.
Are you from the eastern part, which is more... okay, so that's the more European part and the less Russian part here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do what... now I got to ask another question. What is cosmetics like in Kiev, in the Ukraine?
Well, I left when I was really little, so I'm pretty much Americanized here, so right. I don't know what's going on.
You don't know what women
skincare.
Are doing in skincare in those countries there or something.
So you market towards the communities here, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
Animal testing. Tell us about animal testing.
Yeah, so animal testing. So your line, Avica Skincare, does not test on animals. No. Actually, we were laughing during the break and saying that you do grandma testing instead of animal testing.
How's that working, Grandma?
She's going to love it. Yeah, she talked about me on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. Give Grandma a shout out, will you?
Hi, Grandma.
there's some Russian for you.
My eyes are burning. Okay, we won't put that in the product here.
So tell us about that.
We love animals. We don't test on them because yeah. our skincare is natural.
Right.
We don't need to test on them because we test on us.
Right.
And it's safe.
Right.
It's safe enough to do so.
Right. And so. Erica was saying at the break, blackfish is a real thing.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Blackfish doesn't totally relate to skincare. It's more about SeaWorld, but it's an animal rights documentary that right. I think really opens your
eyes
to.
People abuse animals mm-hmm. regularly, mm-hmm. and we have no idea in the name of what entertainment, if she's talking about in this case, orca whales and stuff mm-hmm. here, and what they put these poor creatures. They're used to swimming the entire ocean, and now they're swimming in a pool. And then you've got people that for years, Revlon stuff, they would drop dabs into eyes of rabbits and stuff to see if it would harm their eyes and burn their little eyes and stuff. And now with computer modeling and everything else, there's no need to do a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. Right. Think about if we're willing to test on an animal to see if it dies,
yeah.
those are the kinds of chemicals that we're putting
yeah,
if in our products.
You should put it on your skin.
Right.
You shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, and you even said you think of each little pore as a mouth.
Yeah.
Right?
It's important.
I mean, it's seeping into your body, and so obviously into your bloodstream, and so it comes out on the outside. Right. I mean, beauty is not just, you know, what you see on the outside. It's from yeah. within as well.
Absolutely. That's why nutrition is also so important to me. And
right.
So if
right.
beauty is skin help. Deep, then you got to feed that skin Absolutely. Something beautiful here, right?
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Absolutely.
And I love, I think I've tried your entire line, correct?
Yes, you
yes.
have.
Yes, and so I love your line, and I was looking on your website the other day, because I'm almost out of some of the products.
Now, how did you find them, Cheryl? I mean, I know you're
social
hip.
Social media.
Social media.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's taking over the planet.
I looked up Ninja, actually.
And I came
up. Yeah. And I saw on your website, you have a promo code right now. If you spend $100, you get 30, right? Towards that 100.
Yes. So for $75, you can get three products.
Which is an insane deal.
Which is an insane deal.
I'm glad you explained it, because she said if you spend $100, you get 30. And I thought that doesn't sound like
that. That does sound wrong. Yes. Yeah. So please tell me about the deal you have.
So if you spend $100 on Avica products,
right.
you get $30 discount, pretty much.
Discount, right.
So you technically spending $75.
Right.
Or $70.
$70, that's
yes.
what I mean.
Yes.
But
she's into skincare.
Thanks,
Erica. She's not an accountant.
That's what I mean.
Don't ask her.
None of us are.
Both of those
$75,
$70. I purposely stopped looking
like using
that. I steal
$5 away from you. It's actually $25.
Right.
No.
And
how do we get through the SATs is like what I want to know.
Oh, I have no idea.
You know what? I want to know how we start our own businesses, because most of us that I've met, meaning entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, cannot do math, including myself, okay?
Yeah, and
it
I
is
just
my
showed
weakest
on the
link.
That I can't either.
I know, that's okay, because I'm admitting I can't either, and it's my show, so we're all right.
I've made a conscious choice to unlearn math. Like, I don't want any part of it. And at one point, I was actually good at it in school.
Erica, I was never good at math, as you
When you started your company, did you write out a business plan? Did you get investors? Did you do other things? Or you just said, I'm going to go to my piggy bank and I'm going to start making this stuff, and Grandma, here, try some.
I'm interested to know this answer.
Yeah, I actually don't have investors. It's just I put all my life saving, everything that I have and own, into this line. And spend all my money, pretty much. So I'm hoping
you're passionate about it, and it shows. And I believe truly that that's what it takes in order to make it. I mean, correct, like great follow through. Be passionate about something, and know, and be able to back up what you're doing. Right, be able to know what you're really talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, investing what you believe in. And right. that, and to me, those are the three, you know, three things. Paul likes to do things in threes as well.
Yeah,
for success.
The magic of threes, good, better, best. You yeah. know, there's three wishes. There's three is a magic in storytelling. So if you're trying to tell stories, have a good, better, best. Have a three part story. Have a beginning, middle, and an end to your story. How about that?
And that's our storytelling session.
How did you come up with the glass and everything else, though? I mean, I can't. You make it sound so simple. So tomorrow I can start a skincare line. I'll take my piggy bank and I'll go hire a chemist, and the next day I'll be making skincare. It's got to be more complicated than that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've done a lot of research on different ingredients, like I've talked about earlier, different ingredients and what I wanted and what I wanted to represent, and it was. And then I researched a lot of chemists. I researched a lot of companies that could do that because I didn't want to sit at home and actually do that because I wanted something more credible to do.
She had to find her Bryan Cranston, is what she said.
Right. Hopefully he's not Breaking Bad here. But, yeah.
She had to find her organic, all-natural, paraben-free Bryan Cranston.
He's not freebasing
with this
stuff.
I'd like to see him eat your product.
I mean, we could pretty much see him do anything, right?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't really matter at this point.
Oh, my God. So one charge, you get a chemist, and then we had somebody on another show talking about how difficult it was to make food products. They were just trying to make... what was it? They were making bread pudding. And he said, well, you know, once they came up with the recipe, then it was trying to package it and trying to keep it, preserve it, and trying to make sure it didn't go bad and to distribute it. I mean, there's a lot of levels to this that people don't realize.
Right, because it's all natural. So is
right.
there, I mean, with the shelf
rots.
Life?
Yeah.
Shelf life, a year.
A year.
From opening, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm telling you, for everybody listening, you will definitely use the products up before that because you're going to love them. So you don't have to worry about them expiring.
How many do you have? What's the line?
I have seven products.
Okay.
I have seven kids, like I said.
Seven children.
I have seven kids.
Seven
I'm not
dwarfs.
Married, but I have seven kids.
She's almost the Octomom.
One more and she's the Octomom.
Yep, one more. It's coming soon.
Do we want to reveal?
No.
Not yet.
So rattle them off. What are the seven?
I have Refreshing Citrus Cleanser.
I love the way you just put adjectives in front of it. I don't have a citrus cleanser. I have refreshing.
It's like the R theme. I don't know. I just wanted to do it.
Because it's real. It's an R theme.
There
you
go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Real. Right.
Okay. So that's one.
If repairing micro scrub.
Another R, yes.
Resurfacing serum.
Oh. That's
revitalizing
three.
Day cream.
Ooh.
Regenerating night cream.
I feel like I'm coming alive just listening to this.
And restorative enzyme treatment.
So tell us about... there's one more.
One more. And replenishing CoQ10 eye cream.
So you can keep making products as long as there are R's in the dictionary.
That is true.
I want to know more about the restorative enzyme treatment.
Well, it's a fruit peel. Mm-hmm. It has organic, fresh blueberries in it.
Ooh.
So... it's antioxidant. It helps you resurface the
skin. Can we smell it and eat it?
Yeah. I
want to smell it.
I used this last night. I love this product.
Really?
I love this product.
And are these all, I'm going to sound dumb, but you just put these on your face, or do you put these on your hands or arms or other things, or are they all just facial products?
Alana, I think they're all facial products.
They're all facial products. That's correct.
So if I wanted to revitalize my arms or my
you're out of luck.
You can, which I'm probably going to be coming out soon with a body line. So.
Yeah, right. If it smells that good, don't you want to rub it all over your body?
It's all going to start with R's.
It's all going to start, so I need to find, if you want to tweak me
rugged.
Some R names, so
rugged.
Let me know.
Get rid of the rough.
Do men ever use these things? I mean, is there a rugged revitalizer or something?
That's a good name. Maybe I can, the next
rugged
product.
Rugged revitalizer.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Men could use it. Absolutely. Anyone could use it that has a skin. Anybody.
I've never used anything like that. I wouldn't put it on. But it smells men, intriguing, though.
You have skin,
though? I think that men would like to eat it more than you do.
Sure, you can eat it, too.
Or lick it or offer your body or off your wife's face or something. No, that's a little obscene, I guess. Here,
that's a different show.
That's not on the community radio station.
You're going to have to tune into Loveline.
That's the adult. Yeah. That's the late night show.
Tweet out Loveline for those questions and answers. So what's the average price of one of your products?
They range from $29.95 to $60.
Okay, all right. And do you have a busy time of year? Like, have you ever been out of a product when somebody's wanted to purchase one?
Christmas or something.
Yeah.
There's never, I would say summertime, summertime. Yeah,
I bet, because they're all refreshing, right?
Yeah.
Revitalizing and rejuvenating and restoring.
Exactly. Replenishing.
Yes, there you go.
Like my day cream has a shea butter, which is a natural SPF protector.
Okay.
So it's not a sunscreen, but it's a natural SPF protector. So if you use mineral makeup, uh-huh, combined together, that will give you a broad spectrum.
Now, it's not a sunscreen, but does it work like that?
It does.
As far as, you know, because I know that you can use that for, you know, sagging of your skin to kind of like replenish it, if you will. Mm-hmm. So does it work the same as regular sunscreen?
It's more natural.
Okay, so it's not as strong.
But it does protect you. So if you wear, as ladies usually more, they wear makeup.
Right.
So, I'm a firm believer in tinted moisturizers mineral makeup.
Mineral. Uh-huh.
So if you combine them together, it's fantastic.
And you get your tinted moisturizer.
Yeah,
and
mineral makeup would mean somehow there's actual minerals in there that somehow reflect the sun, some sensor
that
shape,
has color in it. So it's like it's makeup that you apply on your skin.
Oh, okay. But it's natural.
But it's natural.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not harming your bloodstream.
No.
Ilana's actually working right now. She's been really committed to finding exactly the right natural SPF ingredients.
Oh, really?
So, as she said, shea butter and coconut oil, which is found in her products, are a natural form of SPF. Mm-hmm. But she wants to, she's been researching and trying
out. It's hard to find a natural sunscreen because it really doesn't somewhat exist too natural. You got to have something that is not.
And how do you feel about that?
That's why I'm researching.
Yeah.
Trying to figure that out right as we speak. So
somewhere there's a sunburned grandma right now who's testing a product. Nope, that one didn't work.
No, that's great.
Okay, I'll try this one now.
But there's plenty of animals out there that are not sunburned.
That's right.
Yes.
Right.
So.
Just
God.
Grandmas.
And
not being tested on.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
All right, last couple minutes here before the end here. What is it we haven't talked about? What is it that you'd like to convey and get across here about your product? Anything that we haven't covered?
I think that you should bring up sort of your take on acne, which I thought was really interesting, because you have often said that that's one of the more complicated skin problems to deal with.
Yeah, acne is probably, for me, I think it's sensitive subject, but also it's difficult because I've suffered for that when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing why I actually wanted to create the line, because there's so many lines out there for acne that over-dry your skin. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think if you have acne, you have to dry. And it's not true, you know?
Right, because your skin's very clear. Yeah, you definitely don't have acne today.
I went through
a lot. She uses
Evica.
Well, and I would think it's, again, I'm not an expert, but I would think it's not just drying it out because it's oily, but I would think it's blocking the pores, and that's when things start to build up and turn into ugly pimples here.
That's right.
Yeah, trying to expel this, yeah.
Yeah, and when you over-dry your skin, it actually makes it worse. It actually makes it break out more. So that's why for acne skin, like my revitalizing day cream would be perfect, because it has coconut oil, it calms your skin, it has cucumber, it will calm your skin, calm your acne, so it's not over-drying.
Okay. And is there any other tips that you have for people out there that suffer from acne?
Yes, I do.
Your toner?
Yes. I just posted on Twitter.
And Facebook.
Apple cider toner that you can do it yourself at home.
Apple cider toner.
Yes. Apple cider vinegar. Yeah, toner.
Kind of smelly.
I use that for a sore throat.
It's great. It's great for that. It's great for so many things, because what happens is
honey.
You put on your skin, it actually balances your skin out. So if you're too oily, it will balance that out. If you're too dry, it will balance
Just by itself?
So what you do, you get 50% of apple cider vinegar to 50% of pure water, and you mix it in a little container. You shake it up, apply it every night, and then
apply
it right before your regenerating night cream.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Avocado.
Are these grandma's tips that she did when she was out on the steps of Mother Russia here in Ukraine? how they...
Some.
Yeah. So much wisdom with grandma.
That and you know, vodka.
Vodka.
Yeah.
Lots of vodka.
It is, isn't it? Yes.
Well, to her point about acne, it makes sense, right, about the balancing part of it, because apple cider vinegar is a great pH balancing.
For the skin.
It's great for pH balancing, whether it's nutritionally or for your skin. Sure. And with what she was saying with acne, you know, it's a balance between giving your skin moisture and also making sure that it's also dry enough. And that's with a lot of mainstream products. They, like she said, they just focus on the drying out. Mm-hmm. But you
we
also
had
need
somebody
to
on one of our other shows who talks about how our diets, Western diets, are over acidic. We drink Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. We drink all these sorbates and other things that are put into. We have chlorine in our water, and so we're constantly inundating ourselves with various forms of acid, outside, inside, whatever. And they really believe that in their company, it's called Perfect Water Worldwide. They try and balance that and make it more alkaline because they feel that that's. And they also said that, I don't know if you've seen this, but acidity can be a breeding ground for cancer. So if you've got more acidic skin, more likely to get skin cancer. That's what their theory is. So, and apparently there's a lot of science that supports it. So the more you do neutralize the acidity, pH balance, put more alkalinity into it, cut that acidity down inside, outside your body, perhaps that'll fight cancer as well.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
Absolutely.
Do you put more tips like that on your Facebook?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Are you active on all of the social media platforms?
Yeah. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
We should get you to come on this show periodically and give those kinds of wisdom tips, because I think people would be fascinated. My wife's always looking for those kind of common sense tips of how to age old wisdoms that other people have forgotten about.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you should do like a theme on that. Or have a blogger. I actually saw that you have a blog section that's coming soon on the website.
Coming soon, yeah.
So are you looking for guest bloggers, or are you going to be blogging?
I am definitely.
Okay, okay. Now, do they need to have any certifications in natural skincare or anything?
Well, I mean, they should have an idea about skin, but
or
they
a good grandma.
Or a good grandma to test on so that the blogs could be interesting.
I think anything that promotes organic living, anything that promotes, whether it's nutrition or skincare.
How do you certify organic? That's the other big question about organic. Farmers, it's organic. We don't know that he didn't spray or something. I mean, there isn't really a rigid standard for organics out there. Some maintain some rigid standards, but it's more self-imposed than governmental imposed here.
I think that's a different show.
Oh,
I don't know if we have time for that because we're going to wrap up here. But I do want to have you do a shout out just on your channels and how people can find you on social media.
So social media of Twitter, it's at Evika, A-E-V-E-K-A, Facebook, Evika, A-E-V-E-K-A, and Instagram, the same thing. Evika.
Evika. A-E.
That's called consistent branding, people.
Yeah. And Erica's the one behind it.
She's amazing.
I murdered a few hundred people to make sure that we could get those names.
And we always end our shows with favorite quotes.
Yes.
So, ladies, did you happen to bring your quote with you today?
Hers is in Russian, though.
Yeah, yes. We'll translate that later on the blog.
Quote?
Of my quotes, I'll just give the one quote. Actually, a teacher of mine said this. He said, "Don't be passive-aggressive. Either be passive and let it go, or be aggressive and really go after it."
Nice.
And I really liked that quote.
Nice. Yeah, I like that one, too.
And I have one, too. Never give up on what you really want to do. The person with big dreams is more important and more powerful than one with all the facts. And it's Albert Einstein.
Wow, that's good. Well, mine was about skincare. So
wrong show.
Yeah, wrong show, apparently. In your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, and in your 60s, always remember skincare. I love that one because it's very important how you take care of your skin, because what you put in your body and shows on the outside. And so I thought that went well with the show that we were doing. But I really like your quotes as well. So thank you, ladies, for coming on. And if you want to know about Avica, go to avica.com and you can tweet her at Avica. That's AEVEKA. More about the show, any questions, tweet me at Skinny on Beauty. My name's Cheryl Holly. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the only tech savvy radio show where beauty, art, and technology collide. Tuesdays at noon. It's the Skinny on Beauty, right here in Orange County's only community radio station, octalkradio.net.
Sourcers, professional writers, quality personnel, and tech support has perfected a Six Sigma approach to talent management. No matter the size of the project, Decision Toolbox delivers incredible results. A cost per hire less than half of what contingency firms charge. With the winning candidate presented in an average of 14 days. All with a 12-month candidate warranty. With results like that, Decision Toolbox won't be a secret for long. Visit us at www.dtoolbox.com for more information.
The Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. Buy three with triple points on airfare. Buy two with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGOLD.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGOLD.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Obama administration confirms it has arrested its first suspect in the 2012 Benghazi, Libya attack. On Sunday, U.S. Special Forces captured Ahmed Abu Qatala, an alleged key leader of the Benghazi branch of the terror group Ansar al-Sharia. At the Pentagon, Rear Admiral John Kirby said the operation was to be expected.
This should come as no surprise to anyone, least of all the Libyan government. And I can tell you that they were notified about this capture operation.
But it's uncertain if Libyan authorities were informed before or after Qatala's capture. Qatala will be tried in the U.S. on at least three charges in connection with the deaths of four Americans, including U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens. As Sunni militants attempt to control more territory to create an Iraqi-Syria frontier, they are also blamed in attacks in a region bordering Iran. Police in Diyala province say gunmen attacked their station in Bakuba, where Sunni militants were jailed, but were reportedly prevented from overrunning the town. Officials say at least 44 prisoners were killed during the battle. However, it is uncertain how the prisoners died. The Israeli army says it has arrested an additional 40 Palestinians in its search for three Jewish students who've been missing since last Thursday. Palestinian Authority officials say Israel is imposing collective punishment on Palestinian communities From Jerusalem, NPR's Emily Harris has more.
Around 200 Palestinians are now in Israeli custody, arrested following the apparent kidnapping of three Israeli teenagers last week. Soldiers have searched homes and detained Palestinians throughout the West Bank. The military says most people arrested are associated with Hamas, the militant Islamist organization and Palestinian political faction that Israel blames for the teens' disappearance. But Palestinians report detentions of others as well. Israeli cabinet ministers are considering various ways to increase pressure on members of Hamas, both inside and outside prison. Palestinian officials say the arrests are arbitrary. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Consumer prices have registered their biggest jump in more than a year, rising 0.4% in May. More from NPR.
It was traffic-free. Yeah.
Traffic-free. Good. Did you take the 5 at all?
I never take the 5.
Oh, I like you already.
Yeah.
Somebody told me once you have to avoid every freeway with a 5 at the end. 5 or a 0, but I think that's all of them.
There's segments of the 405 that I refuse to ever be a part of.
Okay.
So.
Right. There's a great app out there called Waze. Have you heard of it?
No.
I love Waze.
Okay.
The only thing that I don't understand about Waze, well, there's a few things. But the whole social aspect, that doesn't seem like the safest idea.
Right. Yeah. Let me thumbs up that notification of a police officer ahead.
Right.
Be
like, hey, police officer, love the look today. Yeah. Tweet me back. Crash.
Crash, exactly. So, ladies, let's just jump right in here. I love having people on my show that are supporters of natural and organic skincare products. And so I'm very honored to have you both here today. And I just want to know a little bit more about Avica and, you know, how you got started in the beauty industry and what inspired you to create a natural, vegan, organic skincare line.
Well, I've always wanted a skincare line for as long as I can remember, and I've been in the beauty industry for about 10 years now, and my mic. Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
And
we want to make sure we hear everything you're saying. So there
I know.
You go.
We need to get the skinny on Avica.
Yes, give us the straight skinny.
It's organic, natural skincare line that I'm really passionate about, and I wanted to create a line that benefits everybody, and that is natural for your body, for your skin, for the environment. You know, I've been researching for a long time about the different products, different ingredients that I want to put in my products. I decided certain products, and I put it in my skincare line, which is coconut oil and aloe vera and CoQ10, which is all natural products. And
what was the third one you mentioned?
CoQ10 is...
Okay, what is that? Tell us more about
coenzyme.
That.
It's basically binding blocks of your collagen.
Okay.
It binds the collagen. So it's all pharmaceutical grade. And what inspired me, actually, it's my friend Eva. She went to school with me for esthetician school for about 10 years ago. And she was really a positive influence in my life. And she just recently passed away from cancer. So after that, I decided to really move forward and not be afraid, because you never know what could happen to you.
Right.
In every
second.
Kind of a tribute to her. What's the
tribute,
spell the name of the company? I'm trying to Google it as we are right here.
It's
spell the name.
A-E-V-E-K-A.
A-E-V-E-K-A. And so the website is just avica.com?
Yes.
Yes.
Avica.com.
And why the name? What does the name
mean?
It's
actually Eva's, not nickname, it's inspired by her nickname.
It's inspired by, okay.
Yeah,
okay. And where did the nickname come from?
She's Hungarian, so it's a Vik. So it's, I just switched it up a little bit and created that.
Well,
and
that's
so it's
a very
honor
cool
of
story.
Her.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I love that.
I think what's really cool, too, about that story is Ilana's talked a lot with me about having seen her friend go through cancer, which is obviously, we've seen a ton of links to toxins and toxic materials in our environment or in the materials that we use on a daily basis. And she's kind of pledged to living a life as much as she can that is natural, that is
free
of that.
Toxin-free, right.
You know, we've seen increases in cancer rates. You know,
yes.
Definitely not attempting to be a medical professional here, but it's pretty obvious. I mean, the stats are there that cancer rates have increased. So any way that we can
you know, decrease our exposure diminished. To. Yeah.
Didn't you do a show, Cheryl, or am I thinking of another show we've done here where somebody talked about the amount of toxins that you absorb through your skin?
Yes, Club Detox. It's a dry sauna bar, basically, and you go into a dry sauna and you literally burn 900 calories in 40 minutes. It's pretty.
Where do we sign? Awesome.
Yeah. Go to Laguna Niguel.
You don't need to tell me to go to Laguna Niguel twice.
Yeah. I'll drive there any day, right?
I might even get on the 5 for that. Or 4 or 5.
But they were talking about how the skin is the biggest organ in your body and how you're absorbing stuff, not just walking around through pollution and everything else, but women in particular obviously are putting various types of makeup on or skin cleansers, other sorts of things,
right.
And they don't think of potential harm that might do through what they're absorbing through their skin.
Yeah. Right.
That's why it's so important to put natural products into your skin because it absorbs into your body.
So now, did you create the skincare line immediately after, or were you in the works of it?
Because I was in the works of it, and I was still choosing the name. I've been in the works for it for a long time.
Okay.
But I was always kind of afraid, in a way. I was, what if this, what if that?
Right.
And, you know, just finally, I said, you know, Ilana, you just have to go for it.
Yes.
You just have
good
to
for
do
you,
it.
Because that's what you have to do as an entrepreneur.
And you're never going to be ready. You're never going to be ready.
Now, do you have to go through, like, Food and Drug Administration? Do you have to go through any sort of certifications or governmental programs?
Yeah, I actually hired a manufacturing company and a chemist that I told them what kind of ingredients I wanted in my skincare line. And we came up with it because I'm not a chemist, but I know skin and I know ingredients. So they helped me with that.
And you worked with products prior to that too, right? So when you were kind of researching the products inside the skincare line for Avika, you were a massage therapist, right? So you worked with a lot of different oils at the time. And and so did that help you at all with, you know, trying to find natural ingredients?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, having a background in a little bit of nutrition background and yoga and just living a healthy life. I've always wanted, you know, put in a healthy, like, food for your skin. So basically, it's,
which is your hashtag,
food for your skin. That's worth repeating here. What a cool idea, food for your skin.
Yeah. You can literally eat her products. She told that to me, and I said, well, A, I love to eat. And B, that's fantastic. I can sometimes be like a messy toddler when I'm racing around trying to get ready. Yeah. So if I get that, like, you know, cleanser in my mouth, it's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
It's funny. My friend's baby, he's 1.5. My friend's Julie's baby, Nathan. And so he actually put his finger in my mask and just licked it off and ate it. And
now
she's
like,
he's still fine.
She's also coming out with a baby food line this fall.
Yeah.
On the next Skinny On Beauty.
Yeah, baby food.
But that's interesting. If I went to Nordstrom's, I guess I couldn't go down the cosmetics line and just lick all the jars or something.
No. Not so much.
Yeah, you definitely wouldn't get kicked out.
I might try it, but, you know, right.
So tell me a little bit about how you got, and our listeners, how you got your first break. When did you do your first sale, and how did that come across?
My first sale. Well, prior to my first sale, I needed to do lots of testing.
Yes.
So, of course, family and me were the guinea pigs of the whole thing.
Right.
So the first break, I would say, is my grandma. She is so sensitive to pretty much every skincare line out there. And when she tried my product, she, no reaction to it, absolutely loved it. And I think that's
fantastic.
When I
would
actually,
you tell us if she did?
My grandmother
broke out in hives or something. Right.
I would. No, she loved it. She's like, Ilana, that's it. You can never, ever run out of your cleanser.
Isn't that funny, though, that sometimes our family are the hardest critics?
Oh, yeah.
So I do think
Erica,
that's a huge testament to her skincare line.
Oh, yeah.
That is. And Ilana, do you design your products for any type of skincare, or is it just all, or skin types, excuse me, skin types, or is it just all types?
Well, my product is designed for anti-aging, for acne, for all skin types, pretty much, because you can, like, for instance, my refreshing citrus cleanser, like, if you have acneic skin, you wash your face twice. You leave it on the skin for about a minute and then wash it off. So that gives you more resurfacing rather than...
You can eat it in between that minute.
And you can eat it. It does have raw sugar in it. You can.
Fantastic. I might be burning some calories and losing them at the same time.
Yeah, it's a spread for your toast.
Yeah. Yum.
That's great.
Now, my wife is very allergic to a lot of skincare products, and she's always looking for... She doesn't wear much makeup or put much on her face because it is so sensitive, something that runs in her family. I'm wondering if that's becoming more prevalent, or are we just becoming more aware of it? Because in the beginning, when she was younger, she said, oh, everybody just thought it was so weird. She couldn't try all these things because she would break out in cysts or acne or other sorts of things. So she was very violently allergic to a lot of things. And I'm hearing more and more people saying that they're developing skin allergies, and I'm wondering if it's because of all the stuff, additives we're putting in our food and the water. And I mean, you're seeing more of this? Are people more open to this idea now, or are they more in need of this product, or both?
Both, I think. And it's true. I mean, a lot of people break out. A lot of people have hives. A lot of people have issues with the... because of the product, the ingredients that are in the product, you know, a lot of chemicals in the product. And that's why I wanted to get rid of all that and bring something that you can actually put on your skin and not be afraid that something could happen.
What's your number one selling product?
I would say my day cream, my revitalizing day cream.
Okay, so tell our listeners about the revitalizing day cream.
It has... amazing smell of a cucumber, in which I put a raw organic cucumber juice in it. So it hydrates.
It's refreshing.
It's really refreshing. Yeah. And we actually have some for you guys to smell if you like.
Oh, this is a show and smell.
Yeah.
This is show and smell today.
Be jealous, everyone.
I even get to smell some. Look at this. Oh, my God. Now, I'll tell you what. I have a 22-year-old daughter. And her favorite food on the planet Earth is cucumber.
Mine too.
And we actually have to, and I went to the store the other day, and there's a cucumber. You know, we just get those little things of soap, and I thought, cucumber soap? Now you're giving me a revitalizing. Is cucumber a hot commodity these days? This smells wonderful.
Yeah, it's
I'm going to try eating this later.
You can.
I want a picture.
Is cucumber suddenly come into its own?
It's always been on its own.
It's been the underdog for so long.
I thought of cucumbers 20 years ago or 10 years ago. Now it's everywhere.
It smells like cleansing, and it smells like... I don't know.
It smells like you want to get close to it. It doesn't smell like you go
exactly.
Yuck, right?
Yeah, exactly. I love it. I actually have some of your products at home. Thank you very much. And I love them. And I love the face wash. So tell us a little bit about the face wash that you have and what ingredients are in that.
The face wash has actually raw turbinado sugar in it, which is a natural exfoliant.
What is turbinado? You just threw that out like we all know what that
is. It's just organic.
It has raw turbinado sugar.
You don't know what that is?
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Of course I know.
It's a raw sugar, organic raw sugar. And what it is actually a natural way. It's a natural glycolic, which is resurfacing, you know, and removes the... spots in your face.
I don't even know what a glycolic is. I'm sorry. glycerin or something, you're saying?
No, glycolic is this resurfacing solution. Think of it as resurfacing your skin. Yeah.
Okay.
So it has in it, but it's a natural form.
Now, how would you know that raw sugar has that quality to it?
I just do. It's research.
Wow. She can't give away all her secrets here.
She's a glycolic ninja.
Oh, I see.
I think you need to start branding that, Erica.
Hashtag glycolic ninja.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. Food for your skin and glycolic ninja.
You're going to be getting an avatar soon.
Yeah. Nice. Awesome.
All right, we got to take a break for a commercial here. When we come back, I want to hear more about glycolic ninjas and all these other things here. You're listening to the only place you're going to hear The Straight Skinny on Beauty.
When it comes to pioneers in their respective industries, we all know the Apples, Starbucks, and Trader Joe's of the world. In the realm of recruiting, Decision Toolbox is the industry's best-kept secret. With 90% of their business from referrals and repeat customers, for over 20 years, Decision Toolbox's U.S.-based team of recruiters, sourcers, professional writers, quality personnel, and tech support has perfected a Six Sigma approach to talent management. No matter the size of the project, Decision Toolbox delivers incredible results. A cost per hire less than half of what contingency firms charge. With the winning candidate presented in an average of 14 days. All with a 12-month candidate warranty. With results like that, Decision Toolbox won't be a secret for long. Visit us at www.dtoolbox.com for more information.
Imagine what it would feel like to lose everything. Your job, your home, your family, your dignity. This has happened to thousands of the men, women, veterans, and young adults we serve at Working Wardrobes. What do we do to help? We provide career development services, life skills workshops, job skills training. We provide the perfect interview outfit, and we get clients placed in jobs. Call Working Wardrobes, 714-210-2460. Donate, volunteer, invest, hire.
All right, we're back talking about, you got to give me the name of the company again here.
Go ahead, Alana.
Evika, AEVEKA.com.
And where, I have to ask you, this is I suppose I shouldn't ask this, but your accent is from where?
Russia.
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 Okay, where in Russia, where in Mother Russia are you from here?
Well, when I left, it was USSR. It was still one. So
right.
It's technically now Ukraine.
Oh, wow. There's
nice.
There's a country
yeah.
that's in the news.
And newsworthy.
Are you, and are you from the eastern part, which
Kiev.
Is more... okay,
yeah.
So that's the more European part and the less mm-hmm. Russian part here.
Mm-hmm.
And what... now I got to ask another question. What is cosmetics like in Kiev and in the Ukraine?
Well, I left when I was really little, so I'm pretty much Americanized here. So
right.
I don't know what's going on.
You don't know what women
skincare.
Are doing in skincare
right.
in those countries there or something.
So
right.
you market towards the communities here,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah.
Animal testing. Tell
so
us about animal testing.
Yeah, so animal testing. So your line, Avica Skincare, does not test on animals.
No.
Actually, we were laughing during the break and saying that you do grandma testing
yes,
instead of animal testing.
How's that working, Grandma?
She's going to love it.
Yeah,
she talked about me on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. Give Grandma a shout out, will you?
Hi, Grandma.
there's some Russian for you.
My eyes are burning. Okay, we won't put that in the product there.
So tell us about that.
We love animals. We don't test on them because
yeah.
our skincare is natural.
Right.
We don't need to test on them because we test on us.
Right.
And it's safe.
Right.
It's safe enough to do so.
Right. And so. Erica was saying at the break, blackfish is a real thing.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Because
blackfish doesn't totally relate to skincare. It's more about SeaWorld, but it's an animal rights documentary that
right.
I think really opens your
people
eyes,
too. People abuse animals regularly,
mm-hmm.
and we have no idea in the name of what entertainment, is she's talking about in this case, orca whales and stuff
mm-hmm.
here, and what they put these poor creatures. They're used to swimming the entire ocean, and now they're swimming in a pool. And then you've got people that for years, Revlon stuff, they would drop dabs into eyes of rabbits and stuff to see if it would harm their eyes and burn their little eyes and stuff. And now with computer modeling and everything else, there's no need to do a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Think about if we're willing to test on an animal to see if it dies,
yeah.
those are the kinds of chemicals that we're putting
yeah,
if in our products.
You should put it on your skin.
Right.
You shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, and you even said you think of each little pore as a mouth.
Yeah.
Right?
It's important.
I mean, it's seeping into your body, and so obviously into your bloodstream, and so it comes out on the outside.
Right.
I mean, beauty is not just, you know, what you see on the outside. It's from
yeah.
within as well.
Absolutely. That's why nutrition is also so important to me. And
right.
So if
right.
beauty is skin help. Deep, then you got to feed that skin
Absolutely.
Something beautiful here, right?
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
Absolutely.
And I love, I think I've tried your entire line, correct?
Yes, you
yes.
have.
Yes, and so I love your line, and I was looking on your website the other day, because I'm almost out of some of the products.
Now, how did you find them, Cheryl? I mean, I know you're
social media.
You're
social media. Dun, 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 dun.
It's taking over the planet.
I looked up Ninja, actually.
And I came up.
Yeah. And I saw on your website, you have a promo code right now. If you spend $100, you get 30, right?
towards that 100.
Yes. So how basically long? For $75, you can get three products.
Which is an insane deal.
Which is an insane deal.
I'm glad you explained it, because she said if you spend $100, you get 30. And I thought that doesn't sound like
that,
much
that
of a bargain.
Does sound wrong, yes. Yeah, so please tell me about the deal you have.
So if you spend $100 on Evica products,
right.
you get $30 discount, pretty much.
Discount, right.
So you technically spending $75.
Right.
Or $70.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
Sorry.
She's into skincare.
Thanks,
Erica. She's not an accountant.
That's what I mean.
Don't ask her.
None of us are.
Both of those
$75, $70.
I purposely stopped
looking. I steal $5 away from you. Yeah. It's actually $25.
Right.
No.
And how do most people...
How do we get through the SATs is like what I want to know.
Oh, I have no idea.
You know what? I want to know how we start our own businesses, because most of us that I've met, meaning entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, cannot do math, including myself, okay?
Yeah, and it I just my showed on the radio that I can't either.
I know, that's okay, because I'm admitting I can't either, and it's my show, so we're all right.
I've made a conscious choice to unlearn math. Like, I don't want any part of it. And at one point, I was actually good at it in school.
I was never good at math, as you
When you started your company, did you write out a business plan? Did you get investors? Did you do things? Or you just said, I'm going to go to my piggy bank and I'm going to start making this stuff, and grandma here, try some?
I'm interested to know this answer.
Yeah, I actually don't have investors. It's just I put all my life saving, everything that I have and own, into this line and spend all my money, pretty much.
Good.
So I'm hoping
you're passionate about it, and it shows. And I believe truly that that's what it takes in order to make it. I mean, correct, like great follow through, be passionate about something, and know and be able to back up what you're doing. Right, be able to know what you're really talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, investing what you believe in. And right. And to me, those are the three, you know, three things. Paul likes to do things in threes as well.
Yeah.
For success.
The magic of threes. Good, better, best. You know, there's three wishes. There's three is a magic in storytelling. So if you're trying to tell stories, have a good, better, best. Have a three-part story. Have a beginning, middle, and an end to your story. How about that?
And that's our storytelling session.
How did you come up with the glass and everything else, though? I mean, I can't. You make it sound so simple. So tomorrow I can start a skincare line. I'll take my piggy bank and I'll go hire a chemist, and the next day I'll be making skincare. It's got to be more complicated than that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've done a lot of research on different ingredients, like I've talked about earlier, different ingredients and what I wanted and what I wanted to represent, and then I researched a lot of chemists. I researched a lot of companies that could do that, because I didn't want to sit at home and actually do that, because I wanted something more credible to do.
She had to find her Bryan Cranston, is what
right.
she
said. Right. Hopefully he's not Breaking Bad here, but
she had to find her organic, all-natural, paraben-free Bryan Cranston.
He's not freebasing
with this
stuff.
I'd like to see him eat your product.
I mean, we could pretty much see him do anything, right?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't really matter at this point.
Oh, my God.
So once, all right, so you get a chemist, and then, we had somebody on another show talking about how difficult it was to make food products. They were just trying to make... what was it they were making? Bread pudding. And he said, well, you know, once they came up with the recipe, then it was trying to package it and trying to keep it, preserve it, and trying to make sure it didn't go bad and to distribute it. I mean, there's a lot of levels to this that people don't realize.
Right, because it's all natural. So is
right.
there, I mean, with the shelf
rocks,
life?
Yeah.
Shelf life, a year.
A year.
From opening, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm telling you, for everybody listening, you will definitely use the products up before that, because you're going to love them. So you don't have to worry about them expiring.
How many do you have? What's the line?
Give me. I have seven products.
Okay.
I have seven kids, like I said.
Seven children.
I have seven kids.
Seven
I'm not
dwarfs.
Married, but I have seven kids.
She's almost the Octomom.
One more and she's the Octomom.
Yep, one more. It's coming soon.
Do we want to reveal? Not yet.
So rattle them off. What are the seven?
I have Refreshing Citrus Cleanser.
I love the way you just put adjectives in front of it. I don't have a citrus cleanser. I have refreshing.
It's like the R theme. I don't know. I just wanted to do it.
Because
it.
It's
Ooh.
Real. It's an R theme.
There you
real.
Go.
Okay.
It's real, right?
Okay. So that's one.
If repairing micro scrub.
Another R, yes.
Resurfacing serum.
Oh, that's three.
Revitalizing day cream.
Ooh.
Regenerating night cream.
I feel like I'm coming alive just listening to you.
And restorative enzyme treatment.
So tell us about, there's one more.
One more, and replenishing CoQ10 eye cream.
So you can keep making products as long as there are R's in the dictionary.
That is true.
I want to know about more about the restorative enzyme treatment.
Well, it's a fruit peel. Mm-hmm. It has organic, fresh blueberries in it.
Ooh.
So it's antioxidant. It helps you resurface the
skin.
Can
we smell it and eat it?
Yeah. I love
blueberries. I want to smell it.
I used this last night. I love this product.
Really?
I love this product.
And are these all, I'm going to sound dumb, but you just put these on your face, or do you put these on your hands or arms or other things, or are they all just facial products?
Alana, I think they're all facial products.
They're all facial products. That's correct.
So if I wanted to revitalize my arms or my
You're out of luck.
You can, which I'm probably going to be coming out soon with a body line. So.
Yeah, right. If it smells that good, don't you want to rub
and
it all over
all
your body?
It's all going to start with R's.
It's all going to start, so I need to find, if you want to tweak me
rugged.
Some R names, some, let me know.
Get rid of the rough.
Do men ever use these things? I mean, is there a rugged revitalizer or something?
That's a good name. Maybe I can, the next
rugged
product.
Rugged revitalizer.
Yeah, absolutely. Men could use it. Absolutely. Anyone could use it that has a skin. Anybody.
I've never used anything like that. I wouldn't put it on. But it smells men, intriguing, though.
You have skin, though.
I think that men would like to eat it more than you do.
Sure, you can eat it, too.
I could say lick it or off of your body or off your wife's face or something. No, that's a little obscene, I guess.
A different show.
Yeah. That's not on the community radio station.
You're going to have to tune into Loveline.
That's an adult. Yeah. That's the late night show.
Tweet out Loveline for those questions and answers. So what's the average price of one of your products?
They range from $29.95 to $60.
Okay. All right. And do you have a busy time of year? Like, have you ever been out of a product when somebody's wanted to purchase one?
Christmas or something.
Yeah.
There's never, I would say summertime.
Summertime. Yeah, I bet. Because they're all refreshing, right?
Yeah.
Revitalizing and rejuvenating and restoring.
Exactly. Replenishing.
Yes, there you go.
Like, my day cream has a shea butter, which is a natural SPF protector.
Okay.
So it's not a sunscreen, but it's a natural SPF protector. So if you use mineral makeup combined together, that will give you a broad spectrum.
No, it's not a sunscreen, but does it work like that?
It does.
As far as, you know, because I know that you can use that for, you know, sagging of your skin to kind of like replenish it, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So does it work the same as regular sunscreen?
It's more natural.
Okay, so it's not as strong.
It's not as strong, but it does protect you. So
right.
If you wear, as ladies usually more, they wear makeup.
Right.
So, I'm a firm believer in tinted moisturizers mineral makeup.
Mineral.
So if you combine them together, it's fantastic.
And you get your tinted moisturizer.
Yeah,
mineral makeup
moisturizer.
Would mean somehow there's actual minerals in there that somehow reflect the sun sensor
that
shape
has color in it. So it's like it's makeup that you apply on your skin.
Oh, okay.
But it's natural.
But it's natural.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not harming your bloodstream.
No.
Ilana's actually working right now. She's been really committed to finding exactly the right natural SPF ingredients.
Oh, really?
So, as she said, shea butter and coconut oil, which is found in her products, are a natural form of SPF.
Mm-hmm.
But she wants to, she's been researching and trying
out. It's hard to find a natural sunscreen because it really doesn't somewhat exist too natural. You got to have something that is not.
And how do you feel about that?
That's why I'm researching.
Yeah.
Trying to figure that out right as we speak. So
somewhere there's a sunburned grandma right now who's testing a product. Nope, that one didn't work.
No, that's great.
Okay, I'll try this one now.
But there's plenty of animals out there that are not sunburned.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So.
Just grandmas.
Not being tested on.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
All right, last couple minutes here before the end here. What is it we haven't talked about? What is it that you'd like to convey and get across here about your product? Anything that we haven't covered?
I think that you should bring up sort of your take on acne, which I thought was really interesting, because you have often said that that's one of the more complicated skin problems to deal with.
Yeah, acne is probably, for me, I think it's sensitive subject, but also it's difficult because I've suffered from that when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing why I actually wanted to create the line, because there's so many lines out there for acne that over-dry your skin. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think if you have acne, you have to dry. And it's not true, you know?
Right, because your skin's very clear. Yeah, you definitely don't have acne today.
I went through a lot.
She uses Epica.
Well, and I would think it's, again, I'm not an expert, but I would think it's not just drying it out because it's oily, but I would think it's blocking the pores, and that's when things start to build up and turn into ugly pimples here.
That's
you know,
right.
Trying to expel this,
Yeah, and when you over-dry your skin, it actually makes it worse. It actually makes it break out more. So that's why for acne skin, like my revitalizing day cream would be perfect because it has coconut oil. It calms your skin. It has cucumber. It will calm your skin, calm your acne. So it's not over-drying.
Do you is there any other tips that you have for people out there that suffer from acne?
Yes, I do.
Your toner.
Yes. I just created, I just posted on Twitter,
And Facebook.
And Facebook. Apple cider toner that you can do it yourself at home.
Apple cider toner?
Yes. Apple cider vinegar. Yeah, toner.
Kind of smelly.
I use that for a sore throat.
It's great for that. It's great for so many things because what happens is if you put on your skin, it actually balances your skin out. So if you're too oily, it will balance that out. If you're too dry, it will balance
just
that out.
Just by itself?
By itself. So what you do, you get 50% of cider. Apple cider vinegar to 50% of pure water, and you mix it in a little container. You shake it up, apply it every night, and then
apply
my moisturizer.
I love that tip. That's
apply
great.
It right before your regenerating night cream.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Avocado.
Are these grandma's tips that she did when she was out on the steps of Mother Russia in Ukraine?
Some.
Yeah. So much wisdom with grandma.
That and
you know,
vodka.
Yeah. Vodka.
It is, isn't it? Yes.
Well, to her point about acne, it makes sense, right, about the balancing part of it, because apple cider vinegar is a great pH balancing.
The skin.
It's great for pH balancing, whether it's nutritionally or for your skin. Sure. And with what she was saying with acne, you know, it's a balance between giving your skin moisture and also making sure that it's also dry enough. And that's with a lot of mainstream products, they, like she said, they just focus on the drying out. Mm-hmm. But you
we
also
had
need to
somebody
give
on one of our other shows who talks about how our diets, Western diets, are over acidic. We drink Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. We drink all these sorbates and other things that are put into. We have chlorine in our water, and so we're constantly inundating ourselves with various forms of acid, outside, inside, whatever. And they really believe that, and their company is called Perfect Water Worldwide. They try and balance that and make it more alkaline because they feel that's. And they also said that, I don't know if you've seen this, but acidity can be a breeding ground for cancer. So if you've got more acidic skin, more likely to get skin cancer. That's what their theory is. So, and apparently there's a lot of science that supports it. So the more you do neutralize the acidity, pH balance, put more alkalinity into it, cut that acidity down inside, outside your body, perhaps that'll fight cancer as well.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
Absolutely.
Do you put more tips like that on your Facebook?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Are you active on all of the social media platforms?
Yeah. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
We should get you to come on this show periodically and give those kinds of wisdom tips, because I think people would be fascinated. My wife's always looking for those kind of common sense tips of how to age-old wisdoms that other people have forgotten about.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you should do like a theme on that. Or have a blogger. I actually saw that you have a blog section that's coming soon on the website.
Coming soon, yeah.
So are you looking for guest bloggers or are you going to be blogging?
I am definitely.
Okay. Now, do they need to have any certifications in natural skincare or anything?
Well, I mean, they should have idea about skin, but
or a good grandma.
Or a good grandma to test on so that the blogs could be interesting.
I think anything that promotes organic living, anything that promotes, whether it's nutrition or skincare.
Mm-hmm. How do you certify organic? That's the other big question about organic. Farmers, it's organic. We don't know that he didn't spray or something. I mean, there isn't really a rigid standard for organics out there. Some maintain some rigid standards, but it's more self-imposed than governmental imposed here.
I think that's a different show.
Oh,
I don't know if we have time for that because we're going to wrap up here. But I do want to have you do a shout-out just on your channels and how people can find you on social media.
So social media of Twitter, it's at Evika,
mm-hmm.
A-E-V-E-K-A, Facebook, Evika, A-E-V-E-K-A, and Instagram, the same thing. Evika.
Evika.
That's called consistent branding.
Yeah. And Erica is the one behind it.
She's amazing.
I murdered a few hundred people to make sure that we could get those names.
And we always end our shows with favorite quotes.
Yes.
So, ladies, did you happen to bring your quote with you today?
Hers is in Russian, though.
Yeah, yes. We'll translate that later on the blog.
Quote?
Well, one of my quotes, I'll just give the one quote. Actually, a teacher of mine said this. He said, "Don't be passive-aggressive. Either be passive and let it go, or be aggressive and really go after it."
Mm. Nice.
And I really liked that quote.
Nice. Yeah, I like that one, too.
And I have one to never give up on what you really want to do. The person with big dreams is more important and more powerful than one with all the facts. And it's Albert Einstein.
Wow.
Wow, that's good. Well, mine was about skincare. So
wrong show.
Yeah, wrong show, apparently. In your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, and in your 60s, always remember skincare. I love that one because it's very important how you take care of your skin, because what you put in your body and shows on the outside. And so I thought that went well with the show that we were doing. But I really like your quotes as well. So thank you, ladies, for coming on. And
if you want to know about Evika,
go to Evika.com and you can tweet her at Evika. That's A-E-V-E-K-A. More about the show, any questions, tweet me at Skinny on Beauty. My name's Cheryl Holly. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the only tech savvy radio show where beauty, art, and technology collide. Tuesdays at noon, it's The Skinny on Beauty, right here in Orange County's only community radio station, octalkradio.net.
Sourcers, professional writers, quality personnel, and tech support has perfected a Six Sigma approach to talent management. No matter the size of the project, Decision Toolbox delivers incredible results. A cost per hire less than half of what contingency firms charge, with the winning candidate presented in an average of 14 days, all with a 12-month candidate warranty. With results like that, Decision Toolbox won't be a secret for long. Visit us at www.dtoolbox.com for more information.
Use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express. The rewards points can keep on multiplying. Buy 3 with triple points on airfare. Buy 2 with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Obama administration confirms it has arrested its first suspect in the 2012 Benghazi, Libya attack. On Sunday, U.S. Special Forces captured Ahmed Abu Qatala, an alleged key leader of the Benghazi branch of the terror group Ansar al-Sharia. At the Pentagon, Rear Admiral John Kirby said the operation was to be expected.
This should come as no surprise to anyone, least of all the Libyan government. And I can tell you that they were notified. They were notified about this capture operation.
But it's uncertain if Libyan authorities were informed before or after Qatala's capture. Qatala will be tried in the U.S. on at least three charges in connection with the deaths of four Americans, including U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens. As Sunni militants attempt to control more territory to create an Iraqi-Syria frontier, they are also blamed in attacks in a region bordering Iran. Police in Diyala province say gunmen attacked their station in Bakuba, where Sunni militants were jailed, but were reportedly prevented from overrunning the town. Officials say at least 44 prisoners were killed during the battle. However, it is uncertain how the prisoners died. The Israeli army says it has arrested an additional 40 Palestinians in its search for three Jewish students who have been missing since last Thursday. Palestinian Authority officials say Israel is imposing collective punishment on Palestinian communities. From Jerusalem, NPR's Emily Harris has more.
Around 200 Palestinians are now in Israeli custody, arrested following the apparent kidnapping of three Israeli teenagers last week. Soldiers have searched homes and detained Palestinians throughout the West Bank. The military says most people arrested are associated with Hamas, the militant Islamist organization and Palestinian political faction that Israel blames for the teens' disappearance. But Palestinians report detentions of others as well. Israeli cabinet ministers are considering various ways to increase pressure on members of Hamas, both inside and outside prison. Palestinian officials say the arrests are arbitrary. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Consumer prices have registered their biggest jump in more than a year, rising 0.4% in May. More from